Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rte.ie. Marion has contacted us from Nova Scotia in Canada. Marion, good day to you. How are you?
Good day, Joe. I'm fine.
That's good. And it's an unusual request, so we just need to be careful at our end. You can give as much information as you want about yourself, but on the other side of the story, so to speak, we'll keep it as general as possible in fairness to that party. You were 60 years old this year, a significant birthday, and that's one of the reasons you contacted us, because the year was 1980. It was just after Christmas 1980, and you were on a holiday here in Ireland in the Midlands of Ireland, and you were 26 years of age. And what happened?
Well, thanks, Joe, for helping me solve this mystery. Yes, I was travelling in Ireland and...
Don't mention any names now. Don't mention any names, including first names. Just give general descriptions.
Oh, indeed.
Okay.
I was staying at the Hilltop Bed and Breakfast just outside Tullamore, at least it was 34 years ago, and went out to a Christmas party. Well, it was between Christmas and New Year's with a couple of the... I don't know if they were teenagers, but they're probably in their 20s, the kids of the Hilltop Bed and Breakfast. We went down to the Bridge House Inn and met
Irishman. Do not mention any names, please. Please.
I can't say a first name.
No, it's not fair at this stage. But what I want you to do is, you want to try and find this man because you believe...
I want to find this man, yes.
Because...
At the time... I was single. He was also single. He worked on a dairy farm. I believe he was friends of the young people from the Hilltop Inn and Breakfast.
Okay. Now you want to find him because you believe he's the father of your now adult son.
Oh yes, okay. He is.
So, 9 months later, I had a lovely boy. Okay. Now, what I want you to do, Marion, is you tell me about yourself. So if this person wanted to contact you, that's their choice. But they will know. What did you tell this person about yourself? Your name was Marion, obviously, at the time. Did you tell him your full name?
Indeed. Oh, yes. And
okay.
This 6'2", good farm worker man, I told him that I also had grown up on a farm.
Okay.
I was at that time a teacher. At the Bridge House, there was great music. I remember we were dancing to The Police had a great song out that year. I was traveling, and he knew I was, of course, from Canada.
Okay, and did he know what part of Canada you were from?
He did.
Okay, and would he have known, did you give him your full name?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Did you tell him why you were in Ireland and how you came to be there and what have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
So how long did you meet for over that Christmas stroke New Year period?
Just there between Christmas and New Year's in Tullamore, because I had miles to go before I slept, lots of travel to do. So
and promises to keep.
It was a very good connection.
Okay, would you have known him for three? Would you have been together for 3 days, 2 days, 1 day?
Long enough, let's put it that way, Joe.
Okay, but I'm saying, did you meet more than once over that 3 or 4 days?
Probably long enough, let's put it that way.
Okay. Now, after you went back to Canada, Marion, and would he have known what part of Canada you were from?
No, because I had work, and the least of my worries was at that time communicating with this man from Tullamore. And I at that time did not feel ready to be a parent, and decided not to raise my son, and he was raised with another family.
Okay. But when you went back to Canada and you realized you were pregnant, did you, or had you any way of contacting this person in Ireland?
I suppose I could have at the time, but that would have been more complicated than I needed.
Okay.
I was dealing with my own situation.
I understand. So did he He would not have known the
oh,
outcome.
No, he doesn't know. He's around 60 years of age and doesn't know he has a son, not only a son, but
and
now a grandson.
Did he try and contact you, like even pen pals or whatever, subsequently?
No, he didn't.
Because both of you were quite young. Okay. Now, so your son was born. And what is the procedure in Canada about adoption, Marion?
At that time, I went to a province where I could have an open adoption. I'm from the part of the country they were into baby snatching, even at that time in the 80s. So I went and I chose the type of family that I would like my son to be raised with, and it all went very smoothly, and things worked out well for my son.
And the open adoption is that you would be able to contact your child and your son would be able to contact you if...
Yes, at
freely.
The age of 18, I decided that I would let that family have peace and quiet for those 18 years. But at 18, he had the option to connect with me. And, I mean, I could have met them, I could have visited, but I thought if I were in that mother's situation, it would be much easier if she had a good... a clear history, but also freedom to raise her son the way she wanted.
And you, obviously, I know your son would never be more than a minute from your thoughts, Marion, but you went on with your life then. You continued teaching, is it? Did you?
Yes, I've had quite a full career and just retired this year.
And did you get married or have other children?
I do have another son, yes, they know one another, and all is well on that front.
Okay, so then you decided, is it when your son, and his name is Marco, though you gave him the name Connor, which is no connection, by the way, with the other name that you were mentioning, that you didn't mention, so no connection, just in case people are trying to play detective here, absolutely no connection. But you, when did you re-establish contact with Marco?
Actually, it was 2002. Marco allowed his file to be opened, so we connected that year. He came to visit, met my entire family, and even after that point came to live here for a while as he was going to university. But now he lives in another part of Canada.
And when you mentioned there, Marion, that you use a phrase about adoption in certain parts of Canada, it's a phrase maybe that has resonance here in Ireland. Well, you found the open adoption procedure, was it 18 years ago now, longer in Canada, you found that very good and helpful?
At least in that part of Canada, the Francophone province, I had the option of an open adoption. So it worked out well. And that's something that was important to me, that I have decision-making within where he would be raised.
Okay, so the next question, Mary, is why are you trying to find this man from the Midlands in Ireland?
Well, I've gotten to know my son Marco, and we actually, when he graduated university, as a bit of incentive before he, just to get through that last year of university, I said, well, let's go to Ireland to visit. So we actually went over and visited Tullamore and the area where his... father came from.
Well, where you?
And then we had a good connection. Visited the bridge house again, and then just 3 years ago, my son has had his own child, and actually called his son Liam, without knowing much, if anything, of his father.
So you simply wanted to reestablish contact. There's no other motive. Just reestablish a link.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. And that's something we're quite concerned about, that if his father or if people from the hilltop were to be able to identify him, we don't need anything other than to make that full connection with the son and now the grandson here. And to just... complete the circle. He now probably has his own family and even grandchildren, and we want to let him know that there are people here that also have connection to him. But there's nothing we want from him.
Yeah, but you would respect that person's right if they didn't at this stage in their life want to have any contact.
Oh, indeed. In fact, okay. My son Marco is quite concerned about that because it is something that I'm sure a lot of men out there, Joe,
and Marco's on the
would have children that the rest of the family don't know about.
Marco's on the other line. Marco, good afternoon. Is it good night to you in Canada? How are you, Marco?
Hi, I'm good. Yourself?
Good, thanks. Marco, what was the decision like for you when you were 18 to allow contact again or initiate contact again with your mother, with your birth mother?
Yeah, first of all, because my first language is French, because I was raised in a French family. So at first, that's why I waited until I was 21 to kind of learn French, English a little bit to have a better connection, because I knew she was English. But yeah, that was because I've always known that I've been adopted ever since I was a young child. So it was not a shock for me. So that's why it was very good for me.
And the family who reared you, your parents who reared you, Marco, were they happy that you should initiate this contact?
Yeah. Obviously, they were like very happy because, as I said, they've always told me that I was adopted ever since I was a young child. So that was not like a big shock for me. So, and I made it clear to them that I was not seeking to replace them. I was just like wanting to like know my roots and stuff like that. So.
Okay. And you've been to Ireland?
Yeah, I've been in 2008 with Marianne. Yeah.
And what did you think of Ireland?
Yeah, I just I loved that was a very good experience, very special experience for me. Like actually, I was as Marianne said, like I had just graduated from university, and after my trip, I thought about moving to Ireland for an extended period of time, maybe a couple years, and see what happens. But unfortunately, the timing wasn't good with the recession and stuff, and the information I had was that it might have been hard for me to find a job. So, anyways, after I just postponed the project, and finally it never happened. But I thought about it for a few months to actually move there, because I absolutely love the country there.
Okay. And Marion, did you at any stage, and would you have had enough information to contact this person in Ireland?
I thought about that, but I thought, I don't need the complication. I had to deal with my own life and with finding a good life for my son. And to bring in his biological father, it would have been entirely too complicated. And with Ireland in 1980 was... Well, for me, I thought it was like a fourth world country. It's changed a lot over the decades, but I found it it would have been difficult to do that search. So I'm thinking, here's my situation. This is what I can handle right now, and that's what I did.
Okay.
But now that we have a grandson named Liam, I think that it would be nice to complete the circle. I have the time and would love to make that connection for his biological father.
Okay.
And his grandfather.
Is there any other way, and I don't necessarily want detail on this, but is there any other way that you could try and contact this person?
We were thinking of going to the high schools and looking through yearbooks. I would have graduated in high school around 1972, as would...
The problem is in Ireland, Marion, we don't have, except in a few schools, I think we don't have yearbooks as you have them in the States, with photographs and little essays and aspirations, unfortunately. So that's...
I think a good connection was the people at the Hilltop, and I believe they still live in the area. They may not own the Hilltop.
Okay.
I would quiz the owners.
Yeah, the main thing is that the information you've given about yourself will help identify the connection, and that is that you were a teacher, you were here from Canada. It was late December, coming into the new year, 1980. It was in the Midlands. Your name was Marion. You were obviously Canadian to the person you met. You were going back to Canada fairly soon after the meeting took place. You were a teacher. You were 25. I think if there's anyone out there that wishes to make contact, if they hear those pieces of information, it will be enough to put a jigsaw together. Marion, I wish you well. Are you due to come back to Ireland soon?
Well, Joe, we'll just see how things go.
Okay.
I know Marco talks about going back someday with Liam.
Okay, with son. Okay. Okay, Marion, thanks indeed. And that's Marion and Marco, in both of them in different parts of Canada at the minute. Okay, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.